And so when you're in those real life struggles and when you're experiencing what it means to be a 20-year-old, and you go on Instagram or Facebook and they are showing you the picture of another 20-year-old who doesn't seem, who looks as though he's not experiencing what you're experiencing, there's a way to think, oh, there's something wrong with me there. What's up, everybody, and welcome back to Woman Bee! Dum, 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 dum. I said, well, I didn't want to laugh. Oh, that's why I put a soundtrack to it.
So you put soundtrack instead of waste man. Waste man. So that, dum, dum. I'm dying. Okay, so welcome back, everybody. How are you? How are you doing? Is you good? Is you okay? Because we need to know. All right. So this episode...
What Pell is saying is, are you fine? Are you doing okay today? How's life? How's August going?
Because we want to know. We actually care about every single person that listens to us.
We do, actually.
I mean, we care about women, period. But yeah, if you're a man listening...
Men supporting women. Women supporting women.
Yeah, if you're a man listening, thank you. Thank you for being a patron. We know that a lot of things that we say you can't relate, but hopefully we're opening your eyes and enlightening you about the world around you.
A woman.
About being a woman.
Yeah, welcome, by the way.
Welcome, my nigga. Anyway, so we're going to start this episode with another episode. I don't know what is wrong with me today.
I'm happy that you're happy.
But I can't get my words out. Okay. We're going to start this episode with another dilemma.
Maddo.
Yeah. Maddo. Another Maddo dilemma for realsies. This one is not even a dilemma. This one, it was just, the guy was just ranting. Because I feel like sometimes people come to social media and they're like, okay, you know what? I'm going to put down my thoughts in a cohesive manner so that everyone who sees this will know that, you know, I'm going for a lot. I feel like when I read this, you understand that the guy was just like, what is happening in my life? You people, help me, help me.
Without further ado.
Let me read it. Okay, so this guy says, my wife is a social media addict.
Oh my God.
Literally said acti and then addict. And the media is spelled as M-W-D-I-A. When I say he was typing it in a rush.
It was a lot for him.
My wife is a social media acti. By the way, he means addict, guys. She'd rather be on social media than to spend time with me. So in my mind, she's talking to someone else. So one day I tell her, you're talking to somebody else. And she gets mad. Now, she kicked me out of the house. And we have 3 kids. She kicked me out just for asking, why is one guy sending you messages you know? So this Christmas is just the worst Christmas ever.
First of all, this is refreshing.
It's a step up.
Yeah, this is refreshing. It's not a woman complaining about attention. Yeah, man. You know, it's man. It's like, that's so refreshing.
Why are you on social media always, girl? Like, I'm right here.
Oh, he says, my God.
She'd rather be on social media than to spend time with me. And I was like, oh.
No,
spend time with daddy, okay?
And she kicked him out of the... What? Yeah, they. What country?
America, obviously. Okay. It could never be Nigeria. It could never be Nigeria.
Man.
Yes, I think he's Kenny saying Chicago. Chicago, Midwest, USA, something like that. Yeah.
But what is it with women on social media, though?
If you ask me,
now who I go. Yes.
You know, you found love of your life when she completes your words,
especially when it's off tune.
Premium. For completing my sentences, baby. Thank you.
I love you
more.
Let's focus on this couple.
Yes. I've actually forgotten the whole thing. Okay, my wife is a social media addict and she'd rather be on social media than spend time with me.
Yeah.
So in my mind, she was talking to someone else. And when I ask her, why is this man sending me messages? She kicks me out of the house. And we have 3 kids. So this Christmas is the worst.
I find it really funny, though. Yeah. First of all, he says she's always on social media. And then next thing you're saying, why is this man always texting you? I'm wondering, is it the man, the social media? Is the man, you know, help us understand.
This man's goal was not to be cohesive.
He just
needed to understand why he was kicked out.
Oh my God. Oh, yeah. I'm so sorry. I hope you're not homeless. I hope you have someone that you're staying with. But... Yeah. So I don't make a joke out of your situation.
Yeah, we're not playing. We're not playing.
Yeah.
We feel you, bro.
We feel you. I don't know what to say with women. I'll just take social media beats. I don't know about the man that's always texting her. You know, and I don't know about her actually kicking you out when there are three kids in the house. I don't know. I'm not sure what she's going to
What's
tell
her
them.
Plan?
Yeah, like, what are you going to tell your kids that you kissed their daddy because...
The reason.
Yeah, like TikTok, Instagram. I don't know. I feel like there's so much more than that.
Yeah.
That story is so incomplete, yeah. In my opinion, by the way.
But it could be just this. Where you are taking social media is not where some people are taking social media. You want to come in between me and TikTok? Get out. I laid my life down for this shit.
Fam, that's serious. People don't even do that for their faith.
Fact. No one comes in between me and my Insta.
Oh my. But yeah. I mean, maybe we'll just discuss this whole social media thing.
Yeah.
Because I think that's like the attention one, right? Of yeah. him not getting the attention that he requires. Because now he's outside the house, so he can't even get any attention at all.
Right.
Not even the one.
Share the little attention the little she was giving him. He was
that he was even able to even see the message you said means now that you were somewhere close.
Now you get nothing.
That's why they said I'd be grateful for the little that you have. More will be added. But if you don't acknowledge the little that
even you little have, you have.
We'll be taken away from you. This is so unfair. We're laughing.
It's not funny. It's not funny.
I'm so sorry again.
We're with you, bro. We're with you, bro.
You know, this is it's woman beings. It's a woman's podcast.
Yeah.
So we don't know if we can give you any advice. Our advice
is
for women. How do you advise a man? I'm not a man. I don't know what's
that's
like.
That's not fair.
I don't know what's like to be kicked out of a house. I don't know what's like
as a man.
They
kick you out of the house as a man.
I think that's, you know, maybe try and speak with your wife if you've not already done that. I mean, before a woman gets to the point where she kicks her husband out of the house, as if she's actually crazy, you know, father of her kids.
We have a lot of those in our agenda.
But we do. In fact, I even feel like every woman is crazy bitch, you know, and maybe mother of Jesus, but there's crazy bitch somewhere. You just need to.
Yeah.
So.
Deep enough.
You find her. I'll just say, you know who you can speak to now.
Yeah.
You know the people that she answers to. Whether it's family, whether it's her faith community. I feel like you can speak to those people. What's more important is actually your marriage.
Yeah.
If I'm speaking from my limited knowledge, I would say that's more important. And whatever disagreement you guys had that got her to the point where she actually tells the father of her kids to get out, that's much more serious than anything. I don't want to be there so much social media that influenced her to kick her husband out of the house. But yeah, I would say get the help that you need from the people that can actually help, which is the people that she answers to, people that she's accountable to. Let them maybe set her head straight. And if you need to set your own head straight as well, let them help you. But other than that, I mean, she's giving you free time. Yeah. Guy, flex.
Facts. Facts. Enjoy your life. Me, I would even I don't have anything to add to what Ose has said. My only hint or tip here that I can give our brother in arms is to send her a DM.
Right, it looks like it's in the DM. You know,
she's always on social media.
You
so
know,
like,
he could actually just have done that. Baby, you're actually very wise.
Yeah,
he could actually just have done that.
Just
like,
since that can save your marriage.
It's the metaverse you want to be communicating in.
Your wife is there in virtual reality. You know, so get in there with her. Send her like a nice little gift. You know, that just like is an icebreaker. You know all those gifts that when the guy is like opening the door and he's like,
he can even create another account to spice it up.
Yeah,
you know.
Hey, I heard you kicked your husband out.
Oh my God.
But on a more serious note, guys, what we're here to talk about today is the social media. What is social media doing to our women? Our woman. What is social media doing to our little girls? What is social media like? What is the impact on social media on the female gender? And I think it's a very, very big conversation. Like, the more that I'm looking at the questions that we have written down, I keep thinking like, oh, we could also ask this. Oh, we could ask this. We could ask this. Okay, so so the first question for today, which I'm gonna throw right at you, pretty girl, is: do you think that social media has had a negative or positive impact since its advancement to the female gender?
Make it sound like there's a social media that was advanced just for the female gender.
No. I'm saying the impact on, not impact on mankind, because that's a broader topic. Yeah. What do you think? It's been negative for women or positive for women?
I'll say both.
Yeah.
I'll actually say both. And that would be because, first of all, women are quite easily influenced.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Women are quite easily influenced. Especially for by things that touch their emotions.
Thank you.
So things that touch your emotions, you know, appearance, other women, how other women are being treated, what you see another woman's getting, how they look, you know, things that normally would not even concern you or bother you, just by seeing them or hearing about them, you start to get bothered, you know. And that's because, I mean, we're prone to competition.
We're conditioned that way.
We're easily prone to comparison as well. I mean, that's also, you know, stemming from competition. So it has had that kind of influence. And I think that would be maybe on the negative side. But on the positive side, I would say it has also brought about more awareness, right, for women.
Yep.
There are certain people who have certain kind of wisdom or who have come into the knowledge of what this beautiful gender is about, right? And they're sharing and you're able to tap from that wisdom. You know, there are some things that you could be confused about and you realize that other people as well are just as confused as you are or are still trying to figure things out, you know. And it gives you some relief to know that you're not alone, right? It gives you that relief. So it has, you know, both positive, generally, emotionally, even financially as well. I don't think that there's any woman who is actually active on social media or who has been viewing. Who has not been influenced one way or the other. Even if it's just genuine style inspiration, like genuinely, or the way a particular hairstyle, right? So, what do you think?
Yeah, I agree completely with what you said. Like, there are the negative aspects. You know, many women have fallen into depression from their use of social media, body dysmorphia from their use of social media. Some women have even committed suicide by being bullied. Like, if you watch this series, 13 Reasons Why, centered around this girl that literally was bullied and committed suicide, and she had written 13 Reasons Why.
Wow.
And a lot of the weapons that her classmates had used to push her to that point where she committed suicide was social media.
Ouch.
So, yeah, it's been a tool that has had some negative impact. But yeah, like you said, positive impact. Women who have been suffering in domestic violence have been able to reach out to organizations. There's certain like institutions that women can be a part of, or social media, certain movements that can really empower them, you know, and strengthen them. So there's all these positive things too that come out from there. You know, the feeling of not being alone in your struggle, being able to just reach out, go to social media and actually get content that's like tailored towards what you're actually going through.
Yeah.
And giving you a solution that if you use, you actually see results in itself is a very positive impact. So I agree with you. It's two sides of a coin. I can't even speak authoritatively and say, oh, it's been more negative than positive.
Yeah.
Or it's been more positive than negative.
Same here.
It really depends on the individual and what you've been able to benefit or what you've suffered from it. So yeah, let's talk about some of the negative. Let's talk about some of the negative.
You picked the bad one.
Yeah. Because you know, as human beings, as we evolve as a people, we can't have perfection.
Yeah.
We can never have perfection. But the only thing we can do is raise awareness to how certain things that we indulge in, certain foods that we eat, certain exercises that we're doing are hurting us, some of us even without knowing.
Yeah.
The more we bring awareness, the more we get close to perfection.
Yeah.
We'll never have a perfect use of social media. That's just the way that me have seen it. There's never just going to be. And true. It's not just social media, it's media in general.
Yeah.
Back then, TV was a way of disseminating information.
Yeah.
You know, but it also had its negative bits as well. Like, it's the same thing with you empowering men and telling them that, you know, their bodies are theirs and they have autonomy. When you say that to women, there's the positive side, which, yes, yeah, you know, they can embrace themselves and, you know, really, really thrive. And there's negative sides, women in adult content creation. I'm sorry, I'm joking. That was just a joke. I don't judge any woman. Make your money however you want to make your money. I don't care. But, you know, there's also the negative sides, you know, to every single thing. So we can never get perfection. But I just feel like if we're able to intimate women, if we're able to get women to know that, okay, this sort of use and this sort of access to social media can actually be the reason why you're suffering what you're currently suffering, mm-hmm. while you're going through what you're currently going through. Mm-hmm. Just bringing that awareness can help them take the first step towards fixing it.
Yeah. I agree with you.
So that's the only reason. It's not because we want to be negative Nancy's. Stop using social media now. Delete and block everybody. Delete and block them. But yeah.
My dudes.
So let's talk about how social media affects women and their body images. Mm-hmm. So I was reading a statistic. Mm-hmm. And
pair with the data.
About, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So this hospital was, well, they're like a plastic surgery hospital. They're not like a hospital where they treat, it's just a mm-hmm. plastic surgery clinic. They ask women questions when women come to get their bodies done, maybe nose job or whatever. Mm-hmm. And what they realized was that a lot of these women had developed body image issues, mostly due to unrealistic or Photoshop content created online, and that long-term use of Instagram in particular. Instagram was highlighted. Long-term use of Instagram has increased the comparison of women. Like, okay, you go on Instagram, you see a pretty girl, big booty, tiny waist, you know, big breasts, you know, the prototype.
Yeah, of the how prototype a woman should look like.
Yeah, the Kim Kardashian woman with skinny legs and big ass. And so they see this and then they look in the mirror. And then suddenly there's like a dissociation with them feeling like they're no longer as attractive. Also, this was also with women, an issue with women with darker skin tones that were seeking to whiten their skin for more followers on Instagram, for more followers on social media, for increased engagement with their content, you know. So this body image and the way that we view our bodies as women and girls, like there's hardcore research to show that our use of social media is directly linked to that and what we consider beautiful. And before social media, like you said, there were magazines. Before magazines, there was the television as well. Yeah. If you want to be a woman in modeling, advertising the product,
you had to be a particular size, a particular nose tabs. But
exactly. So the problem now is there's a huge influx of it because social media is so accessible.
Yeah.
And it's no longer, oh, she's there because she's modeling. Mm-hmm. She's there because she's on TV. She's there because, you know, me, I'm a normal woman, so I can look normal.
Yeah.
Now social media makes it look like, this is what a normal girl looks
like. This is what a normal,
so what's your problem, sis?
What's up with you?
What's your problem? But I really want to hear your thoughts as to your own use. Like, because we as women can only speak from our own experiences. Yeah. Have you ever gone on social media and seen, like, you know, this content just thrown towards you and start to think, oh, is there something wrong with having a big stomach?
Yeah.
Is there something wrong with flabby arms?
Yeah.
You know, has that ever been, like, an experience for you?
I would say yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would say yes. So when you were just looking, I just remember that there was this app. I don't know if this app still exists, but when I was in uni then, there was an app called, is it Beauty Wonder or something? Is it Beauty Wonder? Oh my God. See, I don't remember. But there's an app where you could reduce your waist.
Yeah.
If before you post a picture, you can like edit the skin, all of that. Like reduce your waist, the angles change it. There was that app because I remember my roommate and I used to use it. I mean, we didn't have any other thing to do but actually reduce it. Yeah, so there was that, and I knew that a lot of people used to use it then.
Yeah,
because it was quite popular. I can't remember. I think it's Beauty Wonder or something Wonder. I don't remember it now. Yeah. Yes, and it even just looking at how much of filter that we put on pictures.
Thank you.
That's even just number one.
Yeah.
Right? Because when we used to take pictures before social media or anything, you were not looking to your photographer that they called to. You have to please edit the picture.
Yeah.
Clean it up. Make us look this. It was flawless. To take the memory or capture the beauty that is at the time.
Thank you.
And that was it. And if you see albums that you grew up looking at, there wasn't a... If you had people, it was there. You know, if it was just right there. You know. But really personally, I'd say that there has been that influence. In fact, I think that I've had to like caution myself every now and then.
Yeah.
Right. There are situations where I'd catch myself and say if I'm, or even here, you know, there are situations where I'll just pee interests.
Mm.
Yeah, too. But I'd say that I've also just started to learn or have been taught as to how to use. So I remember when I was in same uni, and like I said, I like to see people in bikini the same way I like to actually take pictures that are like that just flaunt my curves. I really like to see myself semi-naked or even naked. I really, really do. So, and I remember there was one time, it was my elder sisters then, where they had given me this story about the, I see Vanessa Williams or so, that mm. won Miss America, and because they found the picture online,
mm.
you know, I think he got them taking the crown from her or something.
Mm.
And just literally telling me how powerful the media is and how it can come back and taunt you, right? And even though that doesn't really speak to influence, for me, it just sort of like puts a caution as to how I want to use this tool,
yeah.
and how much I want this tool to use me, quote unquote. Yeah. So there's always that every now and then just catching myself, right? And maybe sometimes taking a step back, sometimes unfollowing certain people.
Yeah.
If I feel like this is too much for me, right? I just unfollow.
Yeah.
If I feel like this is motivation for me, right? I see people walk out and I'm like, ooh, damn. I mean, it might not be the workout that they're showing that they actually did, but fam, just...
It demotivates
me, yeah. Just seeing that reminds me that, hey, how far is your routine, right? It does encourage me too.
Yeah.
Same thing for even style,
yeah.
right? I see certain people's style that I really like. I might not be able to afford those clothing and I may not necessarily be trying to buy it, but it does inspire me like, oh, yeah, this is good.
It's
like
a color combination
yeah,
that works.
Yeah, this color, thank you. This color works. This
is a scheme that works, yeah.
Like even just seeing people go places, right? Mm-hmm. Especially with travel. Like sometimes... I have to caution myself and say, oh, no. Like, just because the person went to this place, I want to go there too because it's travel. Like, I really want to go there. But then I have to call myself back. Like, yeah, this person has exposed to this place to you. But how about you go and check it out yourself, like online? Yeah. And I don't have to now say because this is a place that everybody's going to online. Because sometimes it's that wave where everybody's going to Morocco or Marrakesh with this summer. It's almost like almost
everybody going to Morocco.
Yeah. You know, so it's just... Every now and then cautioning myself as to why do I want to do that? Right. I like to see it, but why? You know, can you afford it? Is this what determines a happy summer for you? Right. Or yeah. So it has had its influence. Until date, it still does. Like I still saw a wedding decor recently. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, oh my God. Like I've never really thought about what my whatever would be like, but just seeing that, I'm like, that's something that I would like, right? Same way as he said in dresses too. I'm like, oh, that's a color that I would like to wear.
Yeah.
You know, so it does have like its influence every now and then, you know, but other than that.
For me, body image without even social media, the society itself has a certain... My first experience was when I was like 13 and then I had gone to school and then I had come back and then one of my aunties, she was looking at me and then she said, you're losing weight too. You're just looking dry like stockfish.
Is there any African house where they didn't do that?
Even if a man wants to toast yourself.
Oh my God.
You understand? So even without social media.
Yeah.
I think social media definitely amplifies it. But even without social media, our societies literally make this whole thing depiction of self-value for women. Like you can't have self-esteem looking like that. Do you see how you look? Do you see how you look? And is in all these subtle tweets like, there's a level of pretty that you should look before you say that somebody is your spec. At some point, you should just accept any man that comes because you look the way that you do. And excuse it's all these idealized perspectives of what beauty is that is now reflecting itself on social media.
Yeah.
You post an unfiltered picture and then you get 2 likes. Then you post one where you're made up and like there's a filter over it, you know, it's touched up or whatever. All of a sudden,
240 likes. Wait. What does that say to a 14-year-old girl?
New followers.
Thank you. What does that say to a 15-year-old girl? Yeah. Like, whether you like it or not, this... And I think that was the difference between how we took pictures then and now. Because when we took pictures then and we captured the moment, nobody could come and like it.
Honestly.
In fact, it was almost discourteous for you to be going through somebody's photo book and not say, oh, nice pictures. You have to say nice pictures. Even pictures are not nice. You have to say nice pictures.
The only standard was smiling.
Thank you.
Why didn't you smile?
But now with social media, there's a matrix. There's like likes, comments, engagements, you know, reposts, reshares. Ooh, you know, there's all of these matrix that tell you that your picture is good or your picture is not good, you know? So I think that pressure is definitely there. Mm-hmm. Like me personally, I struggle with it as much as I have a little bit of awareness on the topic now. And sometimes I'm just like, the other day I posted on Instagram like a picture of myself. I was looking battered.
Yeah.
I was looking battered and I was like, it wasn't a good day. Like, it's not every day.
That's a good day.
That's a good day. Like, it wasn't a good day. Yeah. And I was looking terrible. And I could already see the comments. Calls were coming in. Like, because people are so uncomfortable with saying anything real on social media. Like, once you put out something that's real life, you're going to get calls, texts.
They're just bothered.
Like, I had a bad day. Everyone has one of those. You know, I'm not dying. Like, it's not a cry for help. I'm just posting a realistic picture of what my day was. Because if it was good, I would post it. Mm-hmm. And you wouldn't call to congratulate me on a good day. So why are you calling and sympathizing in the morning? So it definitely has had an issue. I definitely have had an issue with body image on social media. Many times when I want to post a picture, I always think it doesn't look good enough. And then I put a filter over it.
Yeah.
And then there's this immediate gratification like,
this looks better.
Yeah, but that's not me.
Yeah.
You know? Like, it's almost like I'd rather be anybody else than who I actually am with my imperfections. And that's how deeply these body images are rooted in.
I agree. You know?
And then let's not even start talking about cyberbullying, which women actually fall more of a victim of than men do. So a man will just come out and post a picture of himself. Fat, ugly man like this. I don't mean to call anybody ugly, but there's some fat, ugly men that just post pictures of their stomach.
And nobody is.
Nobody's really... Even the comic... Do you know what I thought about recently?
Mm.
Even the comic characters that we have as women, like Mr. Macaroni's wife, Mommy Wah, that dresses whatever, she still puts on lip gloss.
Mm.
You know, like even the women who are supposed to be like ugly, they still have to be a little bit attractive before they can make it as comic characters. Oh. Think about it. I can't think of any woman that can appear as Sabinus does. Like with the tie, with the stomach, with the... And like say that, oh, she's just acting a part. Trust me, it's going to affect her real life. Yeah. It really is. Like they still, even the comic characters around women on social media still have to have that little bit of attraction.
Yeah.
It still has to be that little beauty, you know. You've done all the makeup and you've put baby on your face, but you still got your lashes done.
Yeah,
you're still looking a bit cute, you know.
I feel like women have just been associated with beauty and perfection.
Yes. Yes, and the mere fact that just by picking up my phone and scrolling, I'm reminded that this is the way that I must appear.
Yeah.
I'm almost reminded that nothing else is accepted. Nothing else is acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm being validated in those thoughts by the level of engagement on my posts. True. Do you know what? I also read another statistics that the percentage disparity of women who are going into content creation and men, like there's a huge disparity. Men are going into STEM, science, technology, engineering.
Women
are going into content creation.
Lifestyle.
Because they believe that they themselves are a commodity to be sold and traded online for likes and comments.
I'm clicking my fingers for that one.
We've so internalized this idea of, oh, if you appear a certain way, then you're worth more.
Yeah.
You know, we've so internalized that idea that we found an industry that now even validates that. And there's just so many women gravitating towards it. Like, you know, we need to go there. We need to. And there's it's pushing a lot of women. Like, I know that we can't blame social media completely, but the rising numbers in plastic surgery, the rising numbers in the whitening of skin, and the direct correlation with them getting more followers when they do it. Like, Chloe got her body done, her followers doubled. This one has gotten her body done, her followers doubled. So if I'm struggling creating content online,
I already know what to do.
Is get my body done.
Yeah.
You know? So I think definitely body image is an area where social media has like...
Really negatively just...
For sure. And
talking about cyberbullying, let's now go into the idea of mental health and how social media has impacted women's mental health.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll actually throw the question.
Came right to back
you.
At me.
Have you ever gotten to a point where you're like, oh, I need to delete these apps. My mental health is suffering. I need to get rid, like, what they call it now. There's a name that they call it on Pinterest.
Mm.
Oh, social media detox.
Yeah.
That's what it's called. It's called like a social media detox. Less screen time, you know, just face reality more, because there's this idea that you're connecting to people.
Yeah.
That's what social media sells you.
Yeah.
I always say that social media is one of the biggest companies right now. And you need to understand that you are a consumer.
Because
when you see social media as what it is, a product, and you see yourself as a consumer, then you can use it more responsibly.
Gotcha.
So social media knows that. They know that if they can make you feel the feeling of connection, you know, they can drag you in a little bit more, which is why they have all these metrics of engagement, like, oh, the more people that I have, somebody will be arguing with you and say, who do you think you are? I have 700,000 followers. Like, it gives you the idea that you're being validated by society. You have a community of people around you. You even hear people say, they call their followers like their community, they call their followers their family. Whenever I hear, I cringe a little bit, because no, they are not your family.
Yeah,
you know, but I get it, but I don't get it, you know. So social media sells this idea that you're connecting with people while isolating you from people who are actually around you.
Yeah.
So what do you think that that does for, like, the average person's mental health, like a woman's mental health? Yeah. Or if you've even,
let me see,
experienced it and needed like a social media detox.
You know, you know that I know that
detox,
you know,
queen. You know? That you are a detox queen.
Ah,
I know that.
Now you know.
I've seen evidence.
I think it also still goes down to the personality that you have. Right? Some people really want validation every now and then, and while that is great, I do want that. Right?
Yeah.
But I think it just stems from how I grew up. Right? I learned to do away with it to a very large extent. I want to say that maybe that has informed how I see certain things, right?
Yep.
So do I like comments? I think it was even recently that I stopped allowing comments
on your post,
on my post. And I've had friends who just DM me and be like, ah, now what for you? You cannot allow us comments.
Yeah.
And for me, it was, honestly, it was just the burden of replying. I'm not even kidding you.
A woman that loves her soft life.
It was just the burden. Like, it was, and I would have felt somehow if I don't appreciate the fact that
you've taken the effort
to compliment me, right? Yeah. Because I do like compliments, right? Yeah. And I do like to give them. So for me, it was just the coming back to see this comment and then asking myself, okay, so why haven't you responded, right? It was just that burden of keeping people silent. Maybe they did not even care about it, but me, I cared about the fact that it seemed like they were being ignored, right? For me, I cared about it, and I decided that, you know what, rather than carry that burden of ignoring people, I'll just rather put it out there. Because I always ask myself, I was asking myself, like, why am I posting? Am I posting because of the compliment, or am I posting because I really just like memories and I like, and I'm looking
storing
for
them.
Where to store them?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I like the attention every now and then, where, you know, my friends are like, because I, my friends, hey, big.
Hey,
if I was looking to fly.
Who they?
Like, it pours.
Yeah.
And because me too, I mean, me too is reciprocal, because me too, I like to pour it out. Yeah. Like, how are you just fine?
You do.
So, for me, it was just that burden. So I decided to just take that out and say, you know what? I don't want anymore. I don't want to feel like I'm ignoring someone, you know. And my detox, really, a lot of times is, I mean, for different reasons. Sometimes it may just be that I just want space on my phone. And this thing has taken a lot of space on my phone.
Yeah.
And I'm not doing any business there that is going to be affected by my not being there.
Thank you.
Some other times too, it might just be that there's too much information, I'm getting overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Right. And maybe because I am like I'm a one-on-one person.
Yeah.
Right. I like to be able to interact with someone like one-on-one.
Yeah.
And not feel like there's like so many things, because so many things already take my attention outside of social media.
Thank you.
To now have to battle with the one that doesn't even really concern me. It's just work. I think really and truly, I just don't like the work.
I know, baby. You're just a girl.
I'm just a girl. Like, I just don't like the work, you know, that double work. So it has also been because of that information overload.
Yeah.
It has also been because certain things you see and it probably wants to trigger comparison more. It wants to trigger, like, I take the breaks for different reasons.
Yeah.
But more importantly is to self-check, yeah. right? More importantly is for me to self-check and say, what am I missing out? I remember going for tennis one day and I met one of my friends and he was like, you have not seen your life for a while. I was like, yeah. He was like, why? I was like, it's just too much information. He was like, so does that mean that you now retreat? Now, don't you?
My guy said, no retreat, no surrender.
I'm like, yeah. I mean, I can be there and not even bother. But for me, I also needed space on my phone. So it didn't matter to me to not be there. That's the truth. Some other people, it matters to them to not be there. For me, it didn't matter to me to not be there. Like, I'm not there. Life goes on. Like, life actually goes on busier. Because when I'm there, it's like I'm trying to even take a break from the life that is going on.
Exactly.
So, yeah, it goes on busier. So it doesn't really count.
Yeah.
But I'd say that mental health-wise, consumption, like you said, it's a commodity, right? That consumption, subconsciously, even if you're not conscious about it, does have its influence.
Thank you.
And sometimes that influence might even just be time-wasting.
Thank you.
Really and truly. Other times might be you now being concerned about things that really do not concern you.
Mommy, say it louder. Enter their relationship.
It really, really, really doesn't concern. Help like, them. In the grand scheme of things, it really doesn't concern you. Like, it's not your business.
Yep.
It doesn't have any impact on your life. You don't have any impact on the status of that thing or the situation. But you somehow... Because it's your face, it's inviting your face, pardon me, you feel the need, you know, to be connected to it. I'm not quite sure, to whatever gist or story. Like, if it doesn't concern you, if you have things that concern you in your life, you know that that one doesn't count. I think if you lose your phone for a while and you realize that so much is going on in life without you being there, that also gives you a reality check.
Yeah, that's what it is, a reality check.
It gives you a reality check. Because sometimes too, when you take that break and you come back, you don't even know what to post.
Yeah.
You don't even know how to interact anymore because it's just like...
People are even expecting to come back pregnant. Because these days, that's the only reason why people stay on social media.
And crazily, I've had to check on people just by not seeing them actively online.
Yeah.
You know, and then I didn't realize that, oh, wow, is the matrix by this person's presence online or not? But I find that, you know, if I don't see my friends online for a while, I actually go to their pages.
Yeah.
Right. Check. Especially if you're not close to me where I can just easily call you.
Yeah.
I go to their pages, check. Even the ones that are close to me, I go to go and check. Okay. Where have you been since? Okay, you're fine. You know, or I just like DM you and say, how far? Are you okay? I've not, you know, even offline. You know, for me, that's also like let me check on this person.
For sure.
Yeah. But mental health wise, I would say, you know, if it's too much for you, get out.
Yeah.
You know, if it's too much or better still, clean it. Like, clean your page.
There was
a time that I really started to unfollow the people that I knew.
Yeah.
And that for me, it was because I didn't want to see what my mates were doing. It was just really, I don't want to see what you people are doing. So I don't feel like, my mate is doing. Like, I really didn't want to see.
Yeah.
Like, I care about your life, but I don't want that to impact my own decision making.
Thank you.
So I didn't want to see that, you know. So I was really, really unfollowing. Like, I'll be up one night and by morning, you probably will not see me on your followers list. You didn't do anything to me. I just don't want to be bothered about your life. Right. So every now and then I think that I do that routine every now and then. Like, there are some people that I still want to unfollow because I'm just like, I don't know why I'm following this person. Like, I get that I went to the same school, but
yeah,
should I really be following them?
Actually, you know, as you're just talking, you've actually just touched on one of like the points that I wrote down for the next question, which is, you know, how to develop healthy habits, because I had to do the exact same thing, but mine was blogs. There's no blog that was... Even Australia, I was following their celebrity blog. Like, Shade Room, Shade Corner, Insta blog.
I don't have the grace
today
for that.
Today, Ednots.
I don't have the grace for
that. The moment I wake up in the morning and I pray to my God and I touch my phone, the next time I'm seen, so person has broken up with so person because he caught her cheating. This one beat his child. They've carried him abroad. This one did this one. This one did that one. Passports.
Okay. All of that information.
The amount of stress
that
I did not know at the time, which is why I'm so glad we're talking about this topic, because many women are feeling stressed. Like, they're feeling stressed. They don't know where
and
it's coming from.
You don't know why. Yeah.
Just by cleaning up my timeline and saying, okay, you know what? Who are the people that I actually listen to off of Instagram? Like when I leave Instagram and I go to YouTube, I listen to people like Joseph Prince. I listen to people like, you know, Andrew Womack. So who are these people? Don't they have Instagram pages?
Let me go and look
for them.
Let me go
and follow them. Mm-hmm. You know, gospel lyrics, this one, that one. Just filling up my TL with content that edifies.
Yeah.
Did that do the trick? It did the trick. Consumption of social media now felt like eating.
Yeah.
It literally felt like eating food because I would go off of social media and instead of feeling like, oh my God, men are scum. This one is that. That one is that. Women are not to be trusted. Yeah. Do you know how many women are lying to their husbands about their children's paternity?
And you just be there building a castle on somebody else's land.
Like, and it's that thing that we talk about women being emotional and us empathizing. Honestly, we empathize so much.
Like, I've cried just by reading certain things. And I'll cry and be questioning God.
It's a source of stress.
I'm just like,
your mental health is struggling because of your consumption of social media. And you don't even know it. So you're blaming it on your partner. You're blaming it on your kids.
Yeah.
You're blaming it on your friends. You're blaming it on people that have hurt you or social media. The problem is your consumption of social media. Your TL is too dirty. Like, every single time I come, somebody's fighting with something.
Oh, yeah, so but you
have said that this one has happened. Okay, Toya Mako has arrested this one. This one is happening. So once I cleansed it, like the hardest one for me to unfollow was Shade Room and Insta Blog. Do you know that?
I never followed any of those blog pages.
This is how you know that social media is an addiction. Do you know that even after I unfollowed
you still
them,
went to Gambia.
Many times I'll go and search. So I'll be like, okay, from yesterday to today, I know that there's going to be one or
just
two.
Let me go and check.
Let me go, you know? And these are the sources of stress that weigh very heavily on our mental health. And what you said about social comparison, about following your mates and seeing, it has been happening to me this year. I think that's exactly what I'm going to do.
Every single time
I go on a friend's page, she's getting married or having children. Yeah. I don't even want to be married. I don't want to have kids yet. Like, I'm fine. But when I go there and I see it, it just makes me feel like I'm so far behind. Like,
subconsciously.
What are you doing with your life?
Subconsciously.
What are you doing with your life?
I'm not going to lie to you. Subconsciously.
It's all these unrealistic comparisons that we do. And we do them more as women because, like, we always see on this page, women are very, very in tune with all of our feelings, all of our emotions.
Yeah.
We're very in tune. It's so easy for a man to see something like that and him to just push it off.
But for women.
Because it's not his business. But for women, we nurture every single thought.
Yeah.
We nurture every single feeling until it produces something. Yeah. We don't let things go as easily. So we need to be very, very careful with our level of consumption. I'm tying mental health to even the number of followers that somebody you feel like you're prettier than has.
Yeah,
somebody who you feel like you're better do. I'm doing better than this girl. Why does she have so many followers? Why does she have so many people following her?
Do you know who I'm the most jealous of on social media? Do you know who I'm the most jealous of?
Who?
Can you guess? No, Beyonce.
Are you Beyonce?
I'm not kidding. Do you know how many times I'm just like, God, when can I just comfortably be following zero?
I just come to Instagram and just see my own stuff.
Yeah. Do you know how, now that I'm thinking about it, do you know how bad that is? It means that just because I'm trying to satisfy certain other people's emotions, I have risked what would have made me at peace or comfortable.
Gosh.
It just literally clicks now because I could have just done that. I always want to do that where I'm not following any other person apart from my sisters. Really?
And the pages that I really love,
which is why I created another page and said, I know I wasn't following any other person but a travel page.
Yeah.
So that I could just come to a TL that actually just makes me smile.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm jealous of Beyonce. Like, I honestly, one day, I want to do that.
Yeah. I think it will completely transform your use because just like what we've said at the beginning of this episode, social media does have its positives.
Yeah.
The more you're feeding your mind with those travel pages and the more you're just feasting on it and consuming it, you start to see it show up in your own life.
Yeah.
Just like if you were feeding yourself with negative things.
True.
I started hating men.
Just because of...
I was like, what the bloody hell is this? Why are you constantly engaging with content, women, that's showing you the negative... And it's not like there's not good men, no. But their content does not trend.
It wouldn't sell now.
The content can never
because
trend.
Women that have good men don't go out and say, oh, my man is so good.
Ah, they will steal him from you, mommy. Don't do it. So they will steal him from you. They protect what they have because it's good.
Yeah.
You know? And so you fill your mind with all this negativity.
Yeah.
And then you wonder where all your stress is coming from. My dear, that's the problem with your mental health, is your use of social media. So before we allow the episode to go too long, let's just come down to how can we engage, or how do you also engage with social media in a way that's healthy, in a way that, I know we've already touched on this on the previous point, but in a way that's productive, in a way that actually you can, you know, reap more of the positives than the negatives.
I'll just say curate your feed. You know the way people take time to say, oh, I want my feed, that's my page, to look this way, to look that way.
Yeah.
So in that way, curate your timeline. So curate your feed, or whatever you feed on. Like, curate it.
Yeah.
You see what you've just said about, okay, looking for these people that actually edify you.
Thank you.
Sometimes even look for the things that help your work do better, right? I've had to search, like, I'm not into design, but I really like the idea of designs, like from architectural design to coming up with ideas that are crazy. I really, really like that. And I've decided to search for those pages, you know, so
inspired.
Yeah. So for me, it just, it helps me. Yeah. Like, I'm not even going to lie, it does help me. I'm not in the design field, but I really like the thoughts behind it.
Yeah.
Right. So the people that you listen to, right. And I'm not even going to lie, even with the people that you listen to, whether they're spiritual leaders, mentors, whatever, still curate because sometimes too, you want to sort of like be looking at their lives beyond what it is that you're actually listening to them for.
Yeah.
Right. And you and everyone around you, maybe you want to try and, you know, be independent thinkers. Right. Because I feel like the way women are, we have, even if we don't know it or we're not aware, we easily influence one another.
Mm-hmm.
Subconsciously we do. So if you feel like a page is making you self-doubt or making you always feel like you're not enough, you're not looking your best, maybe unfollow.
Yeah.
You know, go and work on looking your best outside. You know, but that pressure, if it's not positively affecting your mind, if it's not positively rubbing off on you, then unfollow. Because this is how I always say it, right? You do all of these things, and when push comes to shove, anything happens to you in life, none of these people are going to be there. None. The people that are actually going to be there are the people that you're not paying attention to. None. Your followers.
Yeah. For their wigs. You just came for our wigs.
They're not. Because the truth is, it's great that people can build that community. And it's important as well, because the world is now virtual. So it's if you're able to build a community where it helps your business thrive, it's super great. Because the truth is, people will buy money. And people will only people will buy things from people that they like.
Yeah.
Or because of people that they like.
Yeah.
It's emotions as well.
Yeah, we do a lot of emotions.
So if you're able to do that, beautiful. But don't forget what's really important. Like, just ask yourself today. And I don't want to use cancer as an example, but ask yourself some of the craziest parts of your life. Who are the people that you can actually confide that in, right? Those are the people that you should be paying more attention to. Not to say you shouldn't pay attention to your community that are helping you, but just understand the difference, right? And maybe, I'll say another thing is, which is what I've been learning, I was discussing with you the other day.
Yeah.
Take it easy with the people that you want to copy. Like, how do I put it now? You know how you have like people that you look up to. First of all, no matter how perfect someone looks or their life looks, know at the back of your mind, this person is human. And by being human, it means they can be the messiest creatures and they can be the most beautiful things. They have that ability. They can make wrong decisions. They can make right decisions. They can say the wrong words and they can say the right words. The same thing that you do, they can be confused and speak even without having knowledge, which is what you do in your circle as well, where sometimes you're talking and you just speak without having knowledge. That's the same way they can come online and speak without having knowledge. They can project just the same way you project other people's experiences. Yeah, right. Without it being their experience, but they're projecting it. They can do that. They are human beings in every sense of it. They can speak based on what they are feeling at that moment. So someone comes and says, you know what? I'm selling, subconsciously selling Botox or whatever. What they are going through or why they desire it may not necessarily be out there for you to see, right? It might even be them battling their demons, but you don't even have a demon and yet you want to join somebody's war, right? It might even be them, you know, something that they've always wanted. It has been a goal for them, right? And they just are achieving that goal. But you've picked another person's goal. You've dropped your own. Desire that you want to score in another.
You've dropped your own.
Right? So people do things for different reasons and they might not necessarily, in fact, they might even think they know the reasons. So deep down, they might not even
know. Are we even
know.
Talking about people that act like they're doing when they're not really doing?
Thank you. Let's not even go to that one of, like everything.
The amount of content that's actually just curated.
Do you know, I was talking to my sister the other day and I was like, I was so scared. And I spoke out of fear.
Yeah.
I was like, do we still live lives? And yeah. She was like, I was like, yeah, like, do people still leave? Because almost like everybody has a camera.
Philosopher. Shally Poppy sister.
But I was like, I love the idea. You know, I like memories and all of that moment. Yeah. But at some point, I'm like,
are we even living?
Are we still, like, are we still living?
Because did you smoke before you asked?
I wish I did. Maybe I would have. I think it was something that she showed me or she was watching.
Yeah.
And I was just like, people normally would go about their day or gift people, right? I'm not even kidding you because even me too, I was looking at my phone the other day, I wanted to delete stuff and I'm just like, what is it that you were recording that you will share, you edit? Why?
Why?
Like even opening a gift, I was like, let me unwrap, you know? And I'm just like, couldn't you have just opened the gifts, you know? But I like memories, you know? The question is, do I need to share it, right? And if I do, perfect, please, by all means. But now it's almost like everyone has a camera following them. Like, everyone,
we're
literally.
Living our reality TV shows.
Yeah, thank you. And something like, and this thing sometimes is production, a whole production, because the
if you know anything about reality TV, there's nothing real.
Right.
Takes and takes and takes and takes. You just thought to yourself, okay, fight again. I don't feel like you guys properly like screamed at each other.
Yeah.
And it's not really gonna give the viewers what they need. You so know? You have to fight your husband again.
You know, even let me surprise my friend, you know. Literally. You know, those kind of things. And I do that too sometimes when I have a camera on where I'm like, hey, did you laugh or did you not laugh well? That kind of thing. Did you? So some of these things, I would say take everything with a pinch of salt, right? Like, just take everything. Give people the allowance to be themselves and you be yourself, right? And by giving them the allowance to be themselves is don't have, like, unrealistic expectations that this person is modeling a life that you want to live because you don't even really know what their life looks like behind that page.
Yeah.
So when people make mistakes, oh, well, they are humans. It's just that it's out there now. You know, when people are successful and achieving, you don't know the night candles they are burning.
Because you don't see that, right? Nobody ever says, oh, I'm working on a project that I think is going to be successful.
You get, like, so people wear colors for a particular reason. You don't even know. Like, and you've just taken something, which is, I mean, it can be good or bad. It depends on what your motive is and, you know, how that turns out. But just everything with a pinch of salt. So curate your feed, right? Follow the people that you really, really want to follow. Mm-hmm. You know, the people that you really, you know, would get there and not feel like any of this negative envy, bitterness, you know, somebody else's trauma, drama, because we are human beings and we're a sum total of our experiences and other people's experiences.
Thank you.
So just do that. Like I'm trying to, you know, I'm really trying to, and maybe also just allow people to be human. So if your favorite celebrity messes up, don't feel like your life has now crashed down because because sometimes it does, it does impact on you. Your favorite pastor has it impacts on you, like, oh shit, I'm following this person, God, it's like God messed up. My life is gone. You know,
because we've idolized them.
If your favorite celebrity decides that she wants to take a break on business, you now feel like, oh, maybe I should take a break. Guy, you don't have that money. Go and work
your eye goes see.
You know, if they wear this, you feel like, oh, bam, they're not even paying. So would you just you know, let people be. If they say stupid things, doesn't mean you have to copy and paste. Because they could be saying it out of fear, they could say it out of love, they could say it out of ignorance, and you don't want to copy somebody else's ignorance as well. So just like live and let live. You live, you know.
Yep.
And just I think that's what I say to myself.
Yeah.
When I catch myself like just slipping away or something, like, guy, Alpha, you know.
My dear.
And then, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I have, in fact, those were two of my points. One, curate your feed, and two, you know, differentiate between what's real and what's not real. The idea that, oh, I'm 27, my mates are this, my mates are that, my mates are this. I don't know about your mates on social media or your mates in real life, because a lot of us, we're within that age group and we are not, you know, social media sells you a dream. Like, the ability to just say that, okay, that's good for them, but this could not be real. This could just be like a promotion, an endorsement, like, the amount of media that's actually just curated is not anybody's real life. It's crazy. It's crazy. The more you go into content creation, you realize that
a lot of things that creators are saying, they don't even believe in it. They're just looking, they're looking to eat, man. So don't be a victim of just falling for. And it's how we criticize every other information apart from what we see on social media.
Right.
Oh my God. Please know that relatable content is not through content. Like you see something and it's like relatable and it's like,
You need to take that one again.
Yeah, honestly. Relatable content is not through content because they know that it's going to be related. There's an office somewhere creating content that they know that it's going to be relatable, but it's nobody's real life. Mm-hmm. It's really nobody's real life. You see them, they'll say, when a man does this, this is how he should treat a woman. You buy her flowers, you make her feel special. Then that man goes home. His wife has not gotten flowers for 8 months. Like, and he's there with his wife saying, you know, we have to do that because, you know, we have to feed, you know. Like, it's relatable and it sounds nice. I always say that. If there was a way I could like go back in time and just stop every single girl from joining social media until she was sure of what she wants, who she is, and how she wants to present to the world. Because there's a lot of people that are just living other people's lives.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. Yeah. You've seen it on social media. Now you're chasing it. You never even had that dream.
Yeah.
You never had that desire. You never wanted to do this with your life. But you've seen it. It looks so attractive. Yeah. You know? And it's the power of vision.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to take it to the scripture, the Bible says, be careful and guard your heart and your mind because all matters of life flow from it.
Yeah.
If you want to take it outside scripture, the eyes are the windows to the soul. And the soul is where, like, is the seat of your, is the seat of your, of your consciousness. Like, and so what you're feeding your eyes is telling you, oh, yeah, this is what I desire. This is what I want to be. This is the kind of woman I want to present myself as to the world. But it's not who you are. It's not what you want. It's not even who you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
You've just been fed that image for so long. You think that's what you want to do with your life. And you grow old and you think, where has all that time gone? I never actually did what was my ikigai. Ikigai is like a Japanese word for purpose. Like, I never actually fulfilled purpose. And I really don't want that for our girls. Mm-hmm. Another tip that I know that me, I'm still doing it till now. I'm still doing it till now. Is like going on social media and saying, okay, you know what? This is a thing that I am indulging in. It is not my life. It is not where I get inspiration. It's not this. It's not that. Mm. It's just a thing.
Yeah.
With pretty pictures, nice audio, nice video, nice aesthetically pleasing things.
Yeah.
But it is a thing. And then going with that consciousness.
Yeah.
And then acting like it's a thing by setting like times and boundaries for when I can use and when I'm not using social media.
Yeah.
If I'm at dinner with my family, if I'm with a friend, social media is to the side.
Yeah.
If it's 9 p.m., 10 p.m., I shut down my phone.
Yeah.
Social media is to the side. If I've not spoken to God in the morning, I'm not picking up my phone. Like setting those those boundaries and engaging with social media as a thing. And that's even me. I do business on social media. I do work on social media. I make money off of social media, but I'm still saying it is a thing. I have work hours where I clock into social media and I clock out and I use it as one of my favorite apps that I feel like take everything away. Take Instagram, take Twitter, take every single thing away. That if you take from me, my die is Pinterest.
I love Pinterest.
Oh my God.
I love Pinterest.
For the past
so
3 years, my vision board has been on Pinterest. Yeah. Like, because Pinterest gives you, when you search what you want to see.
Yeah.
And that's what I like about Pinterest. You're in control.
Yeah.
But then the automated apps like TikTok and Instagram where they just see, okay, you're a Nigerian girl within the age of this and this. This is what you enjoy. Then they flood your feed with it.
No, they wouldn't. It's what you want.
Pinterest, you go there. You pick what you... I never go on that page on Pinterest where it's just random ideas. Mm-hmm. I go on Pinterest and I'm like, you know what? I need an idea of what to wear to work today. And then I go work outfits. Then I see all sorts of stuff. I'm like, work outfits with a cream shirt. It's my favorite social media because it keeps me in control. Same.
Every idea, design, words, whatever, every idea.
Every single thing. I love. If you take Pinterest from me, I will probably
every
know.
Every idea,
you
decor, know. Interior, everything. I love.
And
love
for
Pinterest.
Me, I'm like, Pinterest should be a tool to direct how we use other kinds of social media.
Yeah.
Go there with a purpose. Mindless scrolling is the what they call it, the recipe for disaster. Mindless scrolling. Oh my God, that's the devil's workshop.
Have you ever been on like where you're already on somebody's page? Like, how did I get
here? Like, mindless scrolling will make you be looking at childbirth videos, and you're 16. What are you doing there? Like, what are you doing there? You know, it's because you're allowing the algorithm control you.
Yeah.
If we use our social media platforms for purposefully, if we're being more purposeful, I think it puts us more in control and it gives us that consciousness of, oh, this is just a thing.
Yeah.
I'm not going to let this thing, you know, rule my life. I'm not going to let this thing become so important that it takes the places of what should be priority. You can be on Instagram for 3 hours, 4 hours scrolling, but you can't be on the call with your family member for 10 minutes. Habamana. That's why you should even know that there's a problem.
Yeah.
Like, this thing is starting to take over spaces and time in my life that I should be investing in the people I do care about.
Yeah.
You know, so these are just the ways that I think we can actually use it responsibly. Oh, there's one more thing that I wanted to say.
Please, share.
Understand that influencers are TV characters. They're literally acting in a movie. Like, Ose touched on it, and I just wanted to expatiate on that point. People will only show social media what they want you to see. Like, these people that you're following, that you're like, oh, they're an inspiration to my life. Oh, my God. RMD. Oh, I love Jacque Silva. It's just the way she carries herself. It's just the way... Jacque Silva has an ailing husband. How many videos of it, of her struggle has she shown us? I know what it means to have an ailing family member. Yeah. How many videos of it does she post? That shows you that people don't want to post the sad times, the bad times, you know. And, you know, is this idea of instant gratification, right? When you're looking at something that's not instantly gratifying, mm-hmm. you're bored.
Yeah.
So you don't want to engage with the post.
Yeah.
So nobody's going to post real life. Nobody's going to post about real struggles.
True.
And so when you're in those real life struggles and when you're experiencing what it means to be a 20-year-old and you go on Instagram or Facebook and they are showing you the picture of another 20-year-old who looks as though he's not experiencing what you're experiencing, there's a way to think, oh, there's something wrong with me then.
And there's absolutely nothing wrong with you. Oh, absolutely nothing.
It still ties back to the point of no one's real and no one's not.
Yeah, honestly. And... you know, another thing, when you just, like, I think we should even end the podcast.
Yeah.
Because I just thought about it now. Like, you know that thing where people don't show what's behind the scene?
At all.
And it's fine if nobody shows that as
of
well.
Of course. Because you should know as a human being.
Yeah.
Like,
there's
I
a
didn't
lot
come
that,
across
yeah,
success
yeah.
overnight.
Like, it's fine if people don't show that. Because another thing is, sometimes you don't even want to be the one sharing negative stuff.
Thank you.
Yeah, negative feeling. Because you're probably even considering that, you know what, somebody
not,
else is going through. It's not pleasant.
Even, yeah,
it's not pleasant,
pleasant
news.
It's not gratifying.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. So really, and even if some things are real as well, still just know that your life is your life and it's other people's life and it's their life.
The one we boss my head be say, all these ones that we see where like somebody celebrating their birthday and they have like boxes of Hermes, Gucci. That there is a business where they'll just give you the box. There's nothing inside. Now they won't bust my head with that. They'll rent you gifts of money. Like, you know those money trees? It's rental. Once they finish the video, they'll give it back.
I feel like a woman in her 80s right now. just hearing this.
Honestly, like...
What?
The amount of media that is curated is not true. It's curated. It's just put there.
Somebody's there.
So you can engage. And
people
are
going to hate their family and loved ones for not doing the same thing.
I'm telling you.
Or something that's not even
angry.
Real.
Doesn't he go to the same workplace as you do?
Oh my God.
Why is he able to do this for his babe and you can't do it for me? No, he's not able to do it for his baby. He rented it. It's a package. If your man were to rent it for you, trust me, you're not going to be happy. I'd rather have a substantial gift that is tangible and is thoughtful than something that I'm doing for social media. There's relationships, or say, people are in relationships, like doing boyfriend and girlfriend just for social media. Once the cameras go off, it's back to reality. The amount of what we're
going... That's a lot of things, so. Even... I know that we might not want to go there, right?
Yeah.
But even religion, right?
Yeah.
There is religion that is curated for social media.
I'm telling you.
There is faith. And I'm not saying that it's
can
not good.
Motivational speakers.
You know, there is all of that. I think that really just know your reality.
Thank you. You know how when you're watching a movie and things are bad and they're happening, they're bombing America and the president is dead and everything. Mm. Like the consciousness that you have.
Yeah.
That's not real.
Yeah, but yet you're crying or scared, but you know that that's
but you
not
you know it's not real. So when you leave that movie, you're not thinking, oh my God, what will happen to the president?
Exactly.
That's the same way.
Exactly.
We should engage with social media. Like just
knowing. I love that.
That this is not real. And it's nice to see it was entertaining for the while that it was there.
Yeah.
But unless I know this person personally and I can call them up and verify it, I'm not taking it as real regardless. Even if they're crying on the video or they're dying in the video, you know, I'm not going to take it as real.
Honestly.
Except I know you personally.
Honestly.
You know?
And, you know, be kind. Be kind. Like, I think that that's like the only thing that we didn't touch on.
Yeah.
Be kind to people. I'm not
cyber bullies. Don't worry. Your day is coming.
Be kind to people.
Your
like,
day is coming.
Be kind.
You know what's pissing me off? Is the ugly looking
crusty people behind their keyboards typing a comment on that a well-to-do, somebody that in real life you could never touch the hem of their garment. You would never even get that close to touch the hem of their garment. And you're there and you're typing.
It can give you access now. You're behind the screen now.
I think your eyebrows are a little bit crooked and you need to work on your nose. It is too flat.
Oh my God.
If you saw, do you know how many times I see this TikTok content where somebody's insulting another person's content and they visit their page?
And it's just bullshit.
And it's just like, who are you to even, if you saw your cyber bullies, you will not be as mad.
Do you know what I believe?
Yeah.
Nobody...
Who's actually doing well in life?
No, nobody. Yeah, yeah. Like, people who are up there never judge.
Facts.
Actually, like, it's always the ones who are below you that actually judge. Like, facts. You don't find a rich, wealthy man or woman judging a poor woman. It's always with empathy or compassion or whatever that like, they
or
look at you.
Or even offering them an opportunity.
Yeah. But it's always the ones who are below that find that's a what, way. It's always, you're always below.
If you see your cyber bullies, if you see the people who are coming for
it, just reminds
you'll never be angry again.
All those posts where somebody will comment something, somebody will now go to their DP or go to their page and look at them, come back and insult them.
But look at them. See who is even insulting me. Like, negodo yourself.
Oh, God, the apostle.
No, he will actually.
To think that this is the world that we live in now, it's even crazy because there's no escaping it.
It's crazy. And I need us to be very, very aware. Okay, my final words for everyone is just to understand social media and what its purpose is. It's not meant to be a tool with which you rate your success in life. It's not meant to be a tool with which you rate your value. And to just engage responsibly and healthily as adults, you know, as adult women using these platforms, we should understand that they are businesses. Like, they are men sitting at the back of the computer making money from our engagement.
Yeah.
And just knowing that, just having that consciousness that this is a business, engage it as such. Do not let it have the same influence in your life as the community who is physically actually around you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and also please just understanding that what we see on social media should not be by any means the tenets. You should please to gauge how happy or unhappy that we should be.
Yeah.
You know, use social media responsibly, curate your feed, create those boundaries that are needed. Take some time off if it's needed. It's not do or die. And I know that there are some people that we're talking to that this is a serious issue for you because it's literally come to a point where it's become an addiction, in which case I would honestly advise that you seek professional help. I'm not talking about those quotes that you see on social media where it's like, okay, you know what? Take some time off social media. I'm not even talking about engaging with this podcast. I'm talking about seeking real help to deal with a serious addiction that could lead to you chasing your husband out of the house. Please deal with the addiction the way that you would any other addiction, because social media is ruining a lot of our lives as women. It's bringing a lot of our potential. You know, there are women who could have been engineers, technical advisors, presidents, whatever, and they're naked online, you know, because of likes and comments.
Oh,
and they're never making that much money from it. How many content creators are actually making good
money? Ooh,
so at the end of the day, please,
they're putting pepper in people's vaginas. What's going on? Fresh pepper.
I'm just saying, like, the world is online. The world is online. Well, guess what? There are women in tech. There are women in engineering. There are women in manufacturing. There are women in media. And there are women in all across sectors that have millions and millions of followers online. It's not just the ones that are naked on the beach. There are women actually doing well. And they're building a community online as well, you know, for the beautiful things that they're doing in community, that they're doing to actually strengthen this world and make a better place for our children. So I just want to inspire women listening, like, the way that we engage with social media, we cannot be reckless. Now, small crease they start.
Yeah.
You understand? Like, these little things that we're saying, what's there now? It's not just to scroll. What's there? It's not fit to my life. Tiny, tiny, tiny contributions, you know, can create a real problem. It really can create a real problem. I just want to see ladies thrive.
Yeah.
Just want to see us happy and being our best selves, living our best life.
Honestly, for me, I'll just say my final words is, like Pearl said, it shouldn't be your manual.
Yeah.
Not for any phase, not for anything. Like, it shouldn't be your manual.
Yeah.
Use it for what you want to use it for. If it's for entertainment, let it entertain you. If it's for connection or staying connected to people, let it be that. you know, decide what you want to use it for and use it for that. And when you find yourself slipping away, catch yourself, right? Mm. Catch yourself. Just catch yourself, because you will slip away. It's a lot of information.
Yeah, that humility to be like, oh no, you're tripping, right?
Yeah, now. Yeah. Catch yourself. I'm not going to tell you that, you know, you decide on something and you stick to it. Yeah. Because, I mean, it's a feed that comes up. It's like, oh, just catch yourself at every point in time. Know when you're slipping away, right? And if you've slipped away already and you want to get up, you know, but just... get up. But I mean, keep that water outside the boat. Don't let it come in. And value the relationships that are outside social media. Just value them. Yeah. Value the time you spend outside social media. Value it. Be present. Like, be actually present in life. Like, be present in your own life. Just be present in your own life, right? That's it. Like, don't live in somebody else's life. But you are more present in somebody else's life than in your own life.
Facts.
Yeah. Like, be present in your own life. And
what she said.
That's it.
Yeah, what she said. Be present in your own life. I think that's the word of this episode. Like, be actually present in your own life. Like, social media is not real life. Those people online do not care about you. When push comes to shove, it's going to be your sister you're calling. You're not going to be calling user 864 fine babe XX9. That's not the person you're going to be calling. You're going to be calling the real people. Be present in your real life. And do not let social media take more time. Is money. More time than it's already taking from you. And, you know, thank you guys
for engaging with this particular social media.
Yeah, that one does not mean that you not like our podcast.
Oh, no,
you don't share it. You better say, okay, no, we are just engaging. We are not really taking this seriously. Please carry woman being on your head, please. It is helping women. I know two testimonies already. Like, woman being is helping women, please. Okay,
we are creating your feed, better create it with wisdom
and woman being. Say it direct. I'm saying it with my chest. This podcast is going to do you more good than harm.
We'll be keeping you in check, though.
for sure. And like, what would you do if you went a whole like month without hearing my voice? That would be terrible. Like, I can't even imagine it. So yeah, thank you guys for listening. Gosh. Please engage. Yeah. Okay, I put a poll on Spotify in the last episode. You completely aired me. I'm not putting any poll again. If you like, engage. If you like, then engage. Get out.
And I think that they should even let us know where you want to engage with us more. Yeah. Like, where do you want us to interact with you more?
Yeah,
you know, just let us know so that
we can be there. You know, we want to be where you guys are.
We want to be where you are. We want to do the things you like when we want to.
The way we just randomly break into song.
It's called talent.
Maybe nobody just break into
song. It's called talent.
I can't even lie. Yeah. You know, social media, so we have to showcase. In case Don Jazzy is listening.
Maybe if you sign the record deal like this, I'm about talking. Yeah. All the posting.
Social media will choke. I'll first do brush job.
Oh my God.
Brush job. I'm just next to you, just cleavage. Bam. Hell of a ride.
I'll just resign. I'll be fucking bestie. Bolum.
Celebrity's bestie. It's not bestie.
It's like crew.
Yeah. Crew. Or they'll give you a fast name like manager.
Right. I think even join, they do dancing.
So, Don Jazzy, if you're listening, baby, it's Don Jazzy, okay?
I think we should sponsor this particular episode.
Just so that we can get more views.
It has potentials.
All right, my God. We've spent too much time on here. Thank you guys so much for listening and for rocking with us to the end. Who are you to us and who are we to you?
Nothing but pencils in the hands of the creator.
All right, bye guys. We'll see you in the next one. Bye guys.